With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're joined now by Ipswich High School football coach Zach Lampkin after the first game of the season. Zach, welcome back, and congratulations on the first win.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Zach, what were your expectations coming into the first game? In other words, guys coming back, new kids on the squad, and how things went in preseason. What was your overall take on what you expected from your team?
So my expectations are really high for this squad. I set the bar really high for them. We've looked good all throughout preseason. It's a group of kids that have been working extremely hard. We were put in a situation that a lot of these kids that are seniors now have been starting since their freshman year. Some of them as two-way starters. So we have like six kids that are entering their fourth year as varsity starters, which is just unheard of, especially in the sport of football. It's really tough. But, you know, they stuck it out, and now they just have so much experience, and they know exactly what to expect. So they knew how to approach the off season. They knew how to approach the preseason. It's just a well-oiled machine right now, and we have set the bar extremely, extremely high for these kids.
How long have you been there as head coach, Zach?
I took over the year after the COVID season, so I think this is my fifth season.
Okay, because it seems I remember talking with you about how young these kids were and how challenging the first couple of years were going to be. Am I right about that? Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, so when I first took over in 2021, I think my first team meeting, there was like eight kids at the meeting. So we had to like recruit a bunch of kids that have never played football before. And we ended up getting our numbers up to like, I think 19 or 20 that first year. And, you know, we had some good returning players that year, but we didn't have any depth, and we didn't really have much other than, you know, we had the great Henry Wright at that moment. We had David Lonergan, who's playing D1 football now for Wagner. We just didn't really have the pieces to be able to last a game. We pretty much in the first quarter of every game were very competitive, and then we just kind of started fading off after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second year, we had good numbers because my kids that are seniors now were all freshmen at the time, and four or five of those kids were varsity starters as freshmen. So even though it was great for the future, it was really tough trying to play varsity football with a bunch of freshmen out there, you know, realistically, they weren't ready to play varsity football. Aside from maybe Luke Weil, who's a senior captain for me now, and Will Gromko, they were both, you know, on the brink of varsity ready. But, you know, we threw a lot of kids into the fire, I think it's going to pay off this year because, like I said, I mean, these kids have just been doing it for so long. I can pretty confidently say, even though we're probably not the most talented team in the KFAN League, I would definitely say that we probably have the most experience. I mean, I can't imagine anybody else having, you know, five or six guys that are entering their fourth year as a varsity starter.
That's a very unusual situation. And in the KFAN League, particularly as competitive as it is, it bodes well for those kids who have survived and now are thriving. All right, so tell me a little bit about the first game and, you know, who you relied on.
So I already mentioned Luke and Will. I mean, those guys are for sure our heartbeat. They set the tone for everyone. They get everyone ready for the games. They're just basically extensions of the coaching staff. Without Luke Weil and Will Gromko, we're probably nothing. So I got to give those kids their due. But you know, Hank Latorella, Henry Latorella, stepped up huge. He's been a monster for us, you know, for 3 years now, and he's really starting to come into his own. He's playing left tackle for us, and he's playing defensive line, and he just looks like a man amongst a bunch of boys. You know, Vin Winter has been under center for us. This is now he actually started a few games as a freshman, but this is now his third full year as a starter at quarterback for us. You know, he knows our offense inside and out. We could definitely trust him to call the plays and just not come to the sideline and just call the plays and every once in a while just tell him kind of what we're thinking. But he's so smart, and he's come such a long way that he's the commander of our offense. And then we have a bunch of running backs that I think are tough gritty, hard to take down type running backs. You know, usually we're a little short on the running back department, but this year we have, you know, talent, speed, size, power. We have two seniors back there, James Dick and Pace Capone, that are really, you know, handling a lot of the carries right now, and they're really tough guys to take down. We got sophomore Ethan Bolesky, who I think is going to be our leading rusher this year. He's crazy, crazy talented. And then we got, you know, Cullen Corville, and we got Ryan Sexton, who are both juniors that are also looking very, very, very potent as running backs right now.
All right, and the Chelsea game looks like you had it pretty much under control most of the way, if not all the way?
Yeah, no, we went in with a game plan that we didn't want to get too cute. We just wanted to run our offense, and you know, we kind of want to just establish some dominance, and you know, it kind of went exactly how we want. I mean, we didn't play the best game, but, you know, that's kind of how it goes the first week. We're gonna make mistakes and just kind of correct those mistakes as the season goes on. So, you know, it was a little sloppier than I would have liked, but ultimately we handled our business and we made sure we did what we needed to do. And defensively, other than, you know, one long touchdown pass from them, we pretty much stopped them all night. We played really good as a defensive unit, flew around the ball well. My defensive coordinator, Coach Garrell, dialed up a really nice scheme for Chelsea, and you know, it just worked out.
Did you learn anything from the films, Zach, that you didn't know about your team during the game?
You know, so I always kind of say whenever we watch the film, if I go into film feeling good, it's usually not as good as I think it's going to be. And if it's, you know, if I go into it feeling not so great, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
you know, watching the film, I pretty much saw exactly what I expected. Just a couple small correctable mistakes. You know, we were a couple blocks away on a certain plays, you know, from having a 6-yard gain be, you know, a 70-yard touchdown. And I think those guys kind of saw those springing blocks right there. So I think ultimately watching the film just kind of let us know how much we kind of left out on the table there. So hopefully we can correct that and, you know, not waste certain plays against Watertown.
Okay, Watertown coming up on the short end against Whittier Tech. Whittier is always difficult. What can you tell me about Watertown this game coming up?
We played them last year. It went down to the wire. We were going in for, you know, basically a ceiling touchdown. We threw an interception in the end zone, and they ended up marching down and scoring a touchdown, you know, with basically 30 seconds to go in the game. So I definitely have a sour taste in my mouth for this game. So we have a little bit of extra motivation this week. I think they look a little bit better than they did last year. I think their quarterback looks pretty – he looks tough. He looks fast. He looks athletic. He can throw the ball. He throws the ball well on the run. I think they got a couple running backs that run hard, and their linemen, you know, they stay for the most part low, and they look like they can push people around. Defensively, they fly to the ball. They got two really good linebackers up the middle right there that really read their keys well. So, you know, we have to be perfect, and it's going to be a dogfight.
Sounds like a challenge. Zach, great start. Look forward to talking with you during the year, and thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Coach, be well. Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you. That's Zach Lampkin, who is the Ipswich High School boys only play. It's the Ipswich High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.